Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A Raw star responds to booking criticism. There are big plans afoot for the upcoming WWE draft, and we speak to one of the minds behind Super Nikki Cross. For Friday, June the 25th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Lily, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you're just a stupid doll.
Oh! He did it. And she's thrilled about it. What?
Get the hell out of here, Shayna.
Shit.
Shayna Baszler versus Alexa Bliss, with the involvement of Lily, the naughty doll, has received some interesting feedback over the past few weeks. A lot of people saying that it's nonsense. A lot of people saying that it's a waste of Shayna Baszler. We've heard Alexa Bliss take comment on this on Twitter, saying in response to a lot of criticism for the storyline that she's having a lot of fun in the role. And if you're enjoying what you're doing, that's half the battle, isn't it? Shayna Baszler was chatting to Sports Illustrated and brought up the fact that many fans aren't thrilled with the way that she is being presented on WWE television. And Baszler says, quote, "I need to show that I can be counted on to nail whatever it is I'm being asked to do. It's easy to be a badass tyrant like I was in NXT. I can totally fit that role. After establishing myself as that, it is important now to show that I can cover a wide range of what professional wrestling is today. It's like music. Some people like country. Some people like heavy metal. Not everything is for everyone. So I understand why some people roll their eyes when I do comedy. But I'm established as what I am. All it takes is one sentence from a promo delivered properly, and I am a legitimate badass. That's always there for me. I'm glad that I can be on Raw and show a wider range." Fair play to Shayna Baszler for bringing that up and addressing that. And it's true. There's nothing wrong with showing a wider range of your skill set on WWE television. We're on the countdown to the WWE draft. Andrew Zarian of Matt Men has said the draft is taking place on August the 23rd and August the 27th. He says, "I'm seeing a few reports that WWE doesn't have set plans for after the draft. I can tell you that report isn't totally accurate. WWE has some big plans for some who will be switching brands following SummerSlam. With that said, I have heard the goal is to give this year's draft a bigger feel, bigger than the previous years, as you could imagine. You have a unique opportunity to hit the reset button on a lot of talent." And there is something to be said for that, because we've had a whole bunch of releases in WWE, and there is certainly a need to refresh everything. Some of the rosters, because of these releases, are very imbalanced in certain divisions, and a draft is the opportunity to not only redress some of those balances, but give people maybe an opportunity to perform on a different stage where they can probably progress more. I think one of the people that's going to benefit the most from a WWE draft this year, I think, is going to be Big E. He's somebody that has been doing some amazing work on SmackDown, but there's very much a ceiling, as he is not going to be the person that ends up defeating Roman Reigns. He's certainly not. So why not move him onto a brand where potentially he could become a main event champion? Being on Monday Night Raw up against someone like Bobby Lashley, I think Big E versus Bobby Lashley, that is a match that I'm very much down for seeing. WWE have confirmed the date of Clash of Champions 2021. It's taking place on the 26th of September. Show's going to be airing from the Nationwide Arena in Columbus, Ohio. Previous WWE events have included King of the Ring 2002, won by Brock Lesnar, Bad Blood 2004, the Hell in a Cell match between Shawn Michaels and Triple H took place there, Money in the Bank 2015, Seth and Dean had a belter of a ladder match for the WWE title there, and Fastlane 2018, where AJ Styles defended the WWE title in a six-pack challenge. As well as plans for going to Columbus, Ohio, a return to WWE's spiritual home is on the cards. PW Insider reporting that on Friday, September the 10th, SmackDown will emanate from Madison Square Garden in New York City. This will be the first trip to MSG since the house show in December of 2019. That's going to be an emotional night for all involved in WWE. We saw a video on NXT UK last night hyping Blair Davenport. It was a contract being signed with the name Blair Davenport at the bottom. An unidentified woman was shown signing this contract. When she'll be debuting wasn't revealed, but all sources are indicating that this is going to be the arrival of Bea Priestley, who is heading to WWE. It was announced recently via people connected within WWE that Priestley had signed with the company, and it was a matter of when she would be making an appearance. Blair Davenport was trademarked just the other day, and now we know why. It looks as if Blair Davenport is going to be the brand new name of Bea Priestley. Talking of new names, Ruby Riott, who was released by WWE earlier on in June, has changed her name on Instagram to Ruby Soho. It's the name of a song by Rancid, if you're looking for the inspiration behind it. Ruby did say that when she left WWE, she was time to change up her name. She's really keen to keep the Ruby part of it. No plans to go back to Heidi Lovelace. So I like it. I like Ruby Soho. It works. Looking to Impact Slammiversary, a new report from Fightful says that there's going to be at least two surprises on that night. They are teasing a whole bunch of potential returns and debuts from people released from WWE, and it looks as if this time next month we could see two new faces in the Impact Wrestling Arena in Nashville alongside fans. I mean, it's nice to have fans back, but that might not be the only return that we're going to be getting. And in terms of the Impact Wrestling Championship, Kenny Omega has got plans ahead for him as well. This comes from Wrestling Observer Radio. Dave Meltzer says Impact and AEW are all collaborating, especially with Kenny Omega. With Sammy Guevara, obviously, it wasn't as collaborated because it wasn't in as high profile a picture. But before Omega ever won the title, they had their battle plan all mapped out on where and what it was going to be, who's going to be on what show, and when it's going to be, and when Impact can get their title back. This was all part of the deal way ahead of time. Slammiversary, we're going to see Kenny Omega versus Sami Callihan. Potentially Callihan being the guy to take the belt back to Impact Wrestling. And a WWE Hall of Famer wants a dream match ASAP. Big Show, Paul White, was talking to Miami Herald about a potential dream match that's been hyped for years with Shaquille O'Neal. And White says, I hope so at some point in terms of whether it'll happen or not. He says, it's been the biggest tease ever between Shaq versus me for how many years. At some point, you either never do it because you can't live up to the tease, or we need to hurry up and do it before it gets to be yesterday's news.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The Cultaholic Wrestling News Podcast is brought to you by WrestleCrate. Sign up with the code word Cultaholic and in your first crate, get yourself a signed photo of our very own Ross Tweddle.
That's right, Gary. Adding a photo of Ross-alicious to your home-alicious may increase the resale value of your property by up to 0.6% alicious.
Sign up to the original and best wrestling subscription box using the word Cultaholic at wrestlecrate.co.uk. Now, this past Monday on Raw, Nikki Cross revealed to the world that she's now a superhero. We scratched our heads a little bit, wondering why the creative had decided to turn Nikki Cross into a caped crusader. And as it's transpired, this is an idea that was firmly in the mind of Nikki Cross, something she wanted to bring to life and see where it goes. Also, it transpired that she worked alongside an artist based in Scotland, a chap by the name of Rob Downey. And I thought it'd be good to catch up with Rob and talk a little bit about the creative process behind this new spark in Super Nikki Cross.
Recently, I have felt something spark inside of me. I've beaten Charlotte Flair. I've beaten the Raw Women's Champion, Rhea Ripley. And now I can win my way into the Money in the Bank ladder match. And the last few weeks, I've been working on how to physically display to all of you the spark that's been going on inside my heart. And I'm so excited to finally be able to share it with all of you. And I won't be alone, because no matter how far down we fall in life, we all share the same positivity, the same spark, the same spirit to win. Tonight, I represent all of us, no matter our shortcomings. So this embodies everything that we all have inside of us. Our spirit.
Rob, how are you doing, sir?
I'm not too bad. Thanks. Yourself?
I'm good. You know, it's lovely to actually chat to you, because away from what we're going to talk about today, I pester you at least a couple of times a year for commissions.
Don't worry, it pays my bills. I'm not complaining.
Well, I'm delighted. I'm delighted to be the one sharing your helping pay your bills. On our for Christmas last year, I made for loads of listeners at home, made Alex a guidebook for Assassin's Creed, and Rob very kindly brought Alex to life as the character from Assassin's Creed, a piece of art that's so prestigious in our house, it is the background on our PlayStation 4. So
that was a fun picture to work with.
Oh, you had a lovely time. I can tell you had a lovely time doing that as well. You can just tell. You poured... We'll talk about what you do and how people can work with you. But the reason we're talking is because we saw Nikki Cross unveil this very out of nowhere new character in which she now plays a superhero. And you put out a wonderful illustration in your own unique style of Nikki Cross. And you revealed, actually, this was a little something that not only you'd drawn, but you'd actually workshopped with Nikki Cross to pitch to WWE. So I want to get into that. But first of all, how did you first come to meet Nikki Cross?
Nikki's been following me on Instagram now for about a year. I think she followed me around about last April when I did this big picture of, this was when like five Scottish wrestlers were holding titles in WWE and NXT. She's basically been supporting my work ever since. She's always liking my posts and that, and she's been sharing my stuff, and she's been great. To be honest,
you see a lot of people sharing you with love for the work that you do, because I've seen many times you've been at wrestling shows, mainly in Scotland, where you've taken these illustrations with you and you get to show them to the people that you've brought to life in cartoon form, and there seems to be a lot of love for what you do, sir.
Yeah, it's just been brilliant, to be honest. It's really, really motivating, especially if you're an awkward mess like me. It really
we're all awkward
keeps
messes,
me, keeps
mate.
Me from keeps me from panicking, and
it's lovely to see though. So how did it? So obviously Nikki at this point is a big fan of your work. She's supporting what you do. So how did it come about then that she started a conversation with you about this new gimmick that she was doing?
Well, it was about March this year. She reached out to me. She just asked if I could draw a picture of her as a superhero for a pitch. She asked me to keep this quiet, and I did a good job of that. Nobody, I think my girlfriend was the only one I told. Even my immediate family didn't even know. But like, she gave me the specifics, like the colors, and she asked if it could include like a cape, a mask, like wristbands and stuff like that. That was basically it. I drew her as I just drew her as who I'd picture her as a superhero. So I was like looking at pictures of her old gear, and like I made sure I thought I'd put a cross in it because of like the Scottish flag and her last name as well. I thought it felt like it fit and stuff. That was basically it. She was really happy with it. But because I knew it was a pitch, it was quite a scary commission, because it's not just Nikki I've got to impress with this. It's whoever she's pitching this to that's going to have to be impressed with it as well.
Nikki said to you, like, I've got this superhero idea. Can you draw me as a superhero? So did she have an idea, or did you say she had an idea of color scheme and design, or were you kind of to a lot of it left to your own devices?
It was a bit of both. She mentioned that she wanted like the wristband, the mask and the cape, and the choice of colours was hers too. I wanted it to look like something Nikki would actually wear. So I was looked at her old gear for influence and stuff. You can see that a lot of things were changed from the end result. I'm not sure. I don't really want to comment on that too much, because I don't know who made the decisions and stuff like that. So it could have been, and truth be told, the final look, I loved how the final design came out anyway.
So when did you hear that the idea had been given the all clear, and it was this image that you created was about to come to life?
Basically when everybody else did it turned up. I didn't watch Raw live this week. I saw the gif of her wearing the costume up here on my Twitter feed, and I was just like, oh, it got approved. That's brilliant.
Like, how did that feel, seeing that, like the design that you'd helped put together, and all of a sudden there it is on Monday Night Raw?
Yeah, I was pretty excited. I mean, I didn't want to get my hopes too high, because I didn't know, even if it got approved, that would things get how much would get changed and stuff like that. And I mean, to be fair though, the picture was only a concept, so it was to get her through the pitching part of it. So the fact that that worked means that the picture did its job. So it was brilliant that it got approved. I was so happy for Nikki. It was great.
And Nikki seems just overjoyed in this character. She's beaming through all of this. It's always great when an idea that you have had is greenlit and you're doing your own thing. Have you had much correspondence with Nikki since Monday about the debut of the character, how she feels about it?
Really happy. I reached out to her before. I didn't know if she wanted to keep this, because like I said, she asked me to keep it quiet to start with, and I wasn't sure if it was safe to talk about the fact that it helped. So I reached out to her and asked her, and she was I just asked her if I was able to post, if I could post it, and she was like, yeah, no problem. It was like saying the picture was amazing and stuff like that.
what's been the reaction to that for you? Have you had suddenly a lot of interest from other people? Are you basically designing superheroes for all the wrestlers now, Rob, is what I'm saying?
Fingers crossed. I would be. I've not had any wrestlers reach out to me yet, but that would be. But if anybody's watched, if any wrestlers are watching this, they're welcome to ask me. I was more shocked by the, because I didn't realize there was a big thing going on about, was Nikki like forced to do this by the WWE and stuff like that. I didn't know any of this was going on when I posted it. I just wanted to show the picture off. Suddenly there's people retweeting it going, see, it was her idea. Stop shouting about it and stuff like that. I'm just like, and then my tweet appears in a bunch of articles as well, and everyone's quoting me for it, and I'm just like, I just wanted to show you the picture.
But it's you know what, it's amazing, because the one thing that, like, I've learned from speaking to people on Desert Island Graps is that normally if you've got a character idea you want to pitch to either Vince McMahon or creative, you've got like 15 seconds to do it. You've got to get it in, and you've got to get it in so quick. You can't go in long and drawn out about it. You've just got to be right, this is what I want to do. So I can imagine that you drawing Nikki Cross as a superhero and literally just going, I can imagine her going to Vince, that I want that, and which is easy enough decision for Vince to go, okay pal, sure, like that makes her life so much easier, because you've already brought what she's going to look like to life for the writing team, and that makes their life much easier. You do art commissions, I've paid a small fortune for your services over the last couple of years, sir, but you've also, you know, it goes that, you know, it should go without saying, shouldn't go without saying, you've designed the emojis for our Twitch channel as well. So if you see those lovely faces appear on Twitch and on YouTube, it is a Rob Downey production. Thank you very much for that, sir. Is there a favourite piece of artwork outside of the Nikki Cross stuff that you've made? Something that you're very proud of? Because you've done so much. Like, I wouldn't know where you start with a question
big,
like that.
That's a big question, I'm not going to lie. I've got my Instagram open right now. I'm just scrolling through, trying to see what stands out for me.
The one thing that we are keen to do is get The Rock to see your picture of The Rock.
That's like a running gag for me now. I drew a picture of him maybe, it's got to be at least a year ago now that I drew this picture of The Rock, and every now and then I've been retweeting it, tagging him, try to get everyone that's following me to do the same and that, and so far I've had no luck, but I keep trying now, because it feels like it's like a theme now, you know. I've done it for this long, I've got to stick by it.
You got to keep with it. If people want to find out more about you, check out your Instagram and maybe even get you on board to design them as a superhero or other things. Where can people find out all about you, sir?
My handle is Rob Art Downey, one word. It's the same handle for every social media. So Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Twitch. Probably easier to get hold of me through Twitter, I think.
And that's Rob Art Downey, isn't it? That's the one.
Yeah, have it appear on the screen right here. Edit in.
Ding. Rob, it's been an honour and a privilege to chat to you, matey. Thank you so much for taking time today. You're a legend.
No worries. Thanks for having me on. This is great. It's been great.
On the Cultaholic podcast feed this weekend, tomorrow it is the Cultaholic Classic No Mercy Watch Along. Myself, Matthew Gregg, and Dave Roberts from Generation Animation are going to be watching No Mercy 2000 in its entirety, offering an alternative, very alternative soundtrack for your ears. Then on Sunday, it's a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps. I am joined by member of Team GB. For the first time ever, somebody from Team GB is on the Cultaholic podcast, and it's table tennis player on the Paralympic team, Jack Hunter Spivey. He is taking on the world in Tokyo in a few months' time. But as he's a massive wrestling fan, he wanted to come on and chat wrestling before he goes and choose three of his favorite matches to watch on that metaphorical desert island. You're gonna love Jack Hunter Spivey. You're gonna hear all about him from him on Sunday on a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps. Check out cultaholic.com over the weekend as well. Test your metal on your King of the Ring 2001 knowledge. Can you name all the wrestlers who took part in the 01 pay-per-view? Plus more details on the return of John Cena. And Jack asks the question in his weekly column, is the brilliance of Roman Reigns papering over SmackDown's Raw-esque flaws? It's Jack taking SmackDown, the blue brand, to task at cultaholic.com today. YouTube.com/cultaholic in case you missed it. This week, Ross was joined in conversation by member of the Dark Order, Colt Cabana, and he found out what items Colt Cabana would send straight to hell. Also, last night on the YouTube channel, we launched a brand new series called Counted Out, in which we look at wrestlers and their final few days with an old company and them joining the new one. We talk about Dean Ambrose looking to regain his voice as John Moxley. If you want to look at the last days of Dean Ambrose and the first days of John Moxley, check out Counted Out at youtube.com/Cultaholic. Anything else I need to plug for this weekend? Oh, yes!
Roll up. Got him with a roll up. Main event inside Hell in a Cell, he's won with a roll up. Again. Happened again, hasn't it? 4 years. 4 years in a row. Yep, anyway, I don't know what to say. I can't believe this is happening again. You're a bunch of twats.
Oh, fucking hell no. They put fucking shit in the office.
My mouth's on fire.
Should have accepted my request. Now open a dog food tea.
Why are you dog food?
Mate.
Oh, fuck.
In here, it looks like a Terry's chocolate orange or something. It's a fucking onion.
Do a Carlito impression, then bite the onion.
I spit in the face of people who don't want to be cool.
Fucking hell.
Holy shit. Literally holy shit. What the fuck is this? What is my job?
Hell and a smell.
Adam Pacitti will be live on the YouTube channel for Hell in a Smell 4. For 24 hours, Adam Pacitti will be in the smelliest possible room. And you know how last year it was pretty awful? How we had him putting squids on his head and jumping into horse manure. We've made it worse. We've made it worse. Don't tell him I said that. It'd be a nice surprise for him. You can watch Adam Pacitti go through Hell in a Smell tomorrow on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. I will speak to you on Monday. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.